This is my mind running wild, aging me before my time. To be
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell?
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night.
hush the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing the wells of silence. People bowed and prayed to a neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered of silence.
Up in the sky, you ain't too hip, but that new breed, you ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new.
It goes from black to white now, and every shade in between.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag? It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah. a midnight blue. There's no moon in the sky, and that reminds me of you. I'm an open book that nobody can read. When we first met, you stole the breath right out of me. Now I'm wandering around with an anvil on my chest, replaying the mistakes and wishing I just left. People are like puzzles, all broken up and scattered. If we never met, I wouldn't feel so shattered. I wouldn't
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Do, 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 looking out my back door. Hail Maria. dancing shoes. And there's one thing on your mind, hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. Oh, and the shit show, the horror, you've seen your future bride. Yeah, but it's oh so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting, and the only reason that you came is to what you're scared for. Well, don't you always do the same? It's what you're there for. Don't you know the lights are flashing down in here tonight? And some might exchange a glance, but keep pretending to dance. Don't act like it's not happening, as if it's impolite to go and mention your name. Instead you'll just do the same as they all do and hope for the best. The only reason that you came is to what you're scared for. Little swine, hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. And I said the shit shock horror, you've seen your future bride. Yeah, yeah, but it's always so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Something you never knew.